We had discussed last time the principle of Kol Lin Oto, a notebook seitz. And I said the next thing I want to discuss was Min Bamino a notebook seitz, right? We pointed out that Min Bamino a notebook seitz appears in our Gemara only on Amud Beis. But Tosfot had the Girsa on Amud Aleph as well, and therefore Tosfot discussed it on Amud Aleph. So we have it works out for Tosfot, the Machloket Rav and Rav and Amud Aleph, the same as Amud Beis. So it's not earth shattering to say they had the same Machloket and Amud Aleph as they had in Amud Beis, that Rava holds Min Bamino is Chotzeitz, and Rava holds Min Bamino is not Chotzeitz. That's what Tosfot starts out, because Sover Rava Min Bamino Chotzeitz, Ina Mimishum de Mesapdule. He says it's possible he holds Min Bamino Chotzeitz. It's also possible, since he was passing Halacha L'maisa, all he said is don't do it. Halacha L'maisa, you cannot do it because it's Usser, because it's Safek Usser. We shouldn't have a sapkale, and why we think in the sopik the muchach be perik behima maksha karachto achoso votziato. They had all these weirdy bias about if a bechor is born with something around him separating between the womb and the animal. If is a kedusha bechor or not? What if his sister wrapped him up and took him out? The standard shot is like Rain Tom says, it means a twin sister animal. The Karile Achosok Ashim Perikal Basar Ainli Ella Bechalevi Yomo Chalevi Chosok Dominayim. And even though sisters might sound more like people, no, you can call a animal sibling a sister, as we see in this Gemara in Perikal Basar, where they're clearly referring to a female animal, and they call that animal Achosok. Without getting into what that line means, which is controversial, but not our topic at all. The Hadar Minun. Okay. Now, the Hadar Minun Tosa is Akasha. Basically, what Tosa is trying to do here is get all the Min Baminos and Shas, whether it's Chotzeitz or not Chotzeitz, to work together. Now, here we have Rava and Rava. Tosa does not, and to the best of my knowledge, none of the Rishonim anywhere in Shas worry about how to get Rava to work with every other Sogia in Shas. And at first when I read Tosa, I thought maybe it was that. I don't think Tosa is not worried about how to get Rava to work with any other Sogia in Shas for the simple reason that we don't pass like Rava. So, if we don't pass like Rava, why does he have to work with every other Sugya in Shas? Just say every other... I mean, there's no other Ravas in Shas who talk about this. Right? So, every other Sugya in Shas, if it works with Rava, that's better. Because we pass like Rava. But, Tosfos here... So, later on Tosfos, he says, how do we get Rava to work with every other Sugya in Shas? Because Rava we pass in life. But before, he says, hold on a second. We have an internal stira within Bechoros. Right? Nothing to do with Rava, nothing to do with Rava. Right? What's the internal stira? I mean, he segues into it from Rabba, but his kasha isn't. How does Rabba shtim with Bechoros? How does Rabba shtim jive? How does Rabba jive with Bechoros daftes? Because why does Rabba have to jive with anything? The kasha is, once he mentioned that Rabba would fit with Chulin daf ayin, how does Chulin daf ayin fit with Bechoros daftes? And especially since they're in the same realm. You know, if he had two different realms, maybe he wouldn't be as worried. Although, we still would want to figure it out. But here it's Bechor. The Bechor has a chatzitza coming out of the womb, and Bechor has a chatzitza coming out of the womb. What does it say in Bechor Staftes? Vada mean in Perek, we come into Bechoros, Gabe Chamor, Shlo Bechor, Yolda Shnei Zechorim, right? A Chamorah having its first baby, and it has twin boys. Twin, not boys, twin males. Verabbanan, Lamer Kasavri, and the Rabbanan say, whoever came out first is Kadosh. And if we don't know who came out first, then it's a suffix, but one of them is Kadosh. Right? A Lema Kasari makes us Rechem Kadesh. Right? Does it sound like even half of the womb, after all, each one only touched half the womb on its way out. So, half of the Rechem is Mekadesh. No, do you clearly Rechem Kadesh? Need the Yafshul Samse, Chatzitza Meyika. Because if you need the whole Rechem to Mekadesh, granted, the Chacham say Yafshul Samse. They can't both come out at the same time. One came out first. But each one had a chatzitza. Each one only touched half the rechem and had a chatzitza to the other half the rechem. So why would it be kadosh? I'm Rav Ashi, min bamino ain't a chotzeit. Rav Ashi says, min bamino is not chotzeit. So Rav Ashi says, min bamino is not chotzeit by leidas bechor. What's the problem? The problem is in chulin daf ayin, no one was talking. It was not the opinion of a certain amora. Chulin daf ayin, it was an objective, what's called stama de gemara, an objective unanswered question as to whether the achoso is chotzeit by the bechor or not. So here we have a flat-out stira. In chulin daf ayin, it's a suffix whether chatzitza is a problem by a bechor being born. But in bechor daf tes, Rav Ashi says, that seems to be the maskana, that it's pashut, that min bamino is not chotzeitz. So here we have a nice theory: is min bamino chotzeitz by bechor or not? Right? Achoso is also min bamino, an animal, right? It's not a plastic. That's a different line there. So flat out stira. So how do you answer the stira? So there are actually many ways that Rishonim answer this stira between chulin daf ayin and bechor daf tes. And again, there's a hard stira because you can't say, well, bechor is different than some other realm of halacha. They're both about bechor. They're both chatzitza between the bechor and the rechem.
Practically, it never happens. Even in animals, they don't come out together. One comes out after the other.
That's not relevant because we're talking about a theoretical case. If it could happen, maybe once in 100 years it does happen. And even if it doesn't happen once in 100 years, you can still ask the Shaila, right? Rav Schechter of YU is very fond of pointing out that there are some Gemaras of cases that really scientifically could never happen. But the Gemara debates them anyway, Hagdol Torah Lahadira. And then, like in modern times of technology, we have some case which is similar to that case, and we can learn from that case in the Gemara, so even though it was not at all relevant, and it was something that never happened for 1,500 years, all of a sudden it became relevant, and so there's a good reason why they debate things that never happened. Okay, so you're right, I know that's not how it normally works, but theoretically, if it did, and, you know, especially when it comes to physiology or whatever the proper word is for how baby, you know, how organisms work. Weird things happen sometimes. But you're right, obviously that's not how twins are normally born, not people and not animals. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Okay, so how do we answer Tosfos Tira? So the truth is the Ramban in the part, I think this was in the part that I Xeroxed here, said that there's actually no stira. Rav Ashi didn't mean that he's paskening min bavino eno chotzeitz and it's has kedushas and 100% psak min bavino eno chotzeitz. Rav Ashi really meant maybe min bavino eno chotzeitz. He's really saying the suffix. It's a suffix that maybe min bavino eno chotzeitz by bechor, and therefore he's saying the exact same thing as in chulin daf ayin. Min bavino chotzeitz by bechor is a suffix. Okay, that's just how he sticks into Rav Ashi. Now that Rav Ashi is saying this is a shita, Rav Ashi is saying, after all, it's possible that min bavino eino chotzeitz. That's the Ramban. That's not how Tosfos and other Rishonim understood. Tosfos understood it was a stira. In daf ayin, it's a suffix. In Rav Ashi, in daf bechoris daf tes, it's vadai the eino chotzeitz. So what was Tosfos' answer? Tosfos' answer was, there it is pashat because the difference between chulin daf ayin and bechor daf tes and chulin daf ayin it didn't touch any of the rechem. In bechor daf tes it was twins. Each twin touched half the rechem. It was just min b'minu ein achotzeitz for the other half of the rechem. That is Tosfos' answer. Then Tosfos questions it a little because after all he affiliated the gemara in chulin daf ayin with Rabba here. And therefore he says, "Ve'afagav d'hacha nami have a chotzeis le'egin and m'ksasa b'lo chatzitza v'gav kapid rabba." Even though here also, he's assuming, this is an assumption, that these reish galusa, your hand would touch a little of the lulav, and that was still considered a chatzitza by rabba. He said you have to leave a whole base yad, leave enough room for your whole hand. Don't even be chotzeis for part of your hand, and that's still a problem. Dilma lay the shiny the orchai who shall to omen bahachi. Maybe birth is different because the normal way of twins that each one could block half of the rechem. Now, Morty will say, "What do you mean the normal way? This is the normal way the twins come out." But I guess you would say the It's a good question. After all, that's what you meant. Now I understand the amkus of Morty's question. After all, in krachto achoso, we say that's not a normal way. Right? That's not a normal way to be born. So why is this more of a normal way to that? Twins, right? I've never seen donkeys give birth. But do they give birth to twins? The heads come out at the same time? Or like most mammals, right? One comes out first, and then the other one comes out. Okay, it's a great question. It's an excellent question, and
maybe it's just naturally, like somewhat expected. I mean, but to come out
maybe it's more common than the other one. Okay, somehow you know, the now again, Tosos lived in places where they were more familiar with animal husbandry than we are in the 21st century, I think. You know, they live near farms. But I don't know. Okay, let's leave that as a Tzarech Ian Ben Tzius, but Tosos Lumbus is very clear. So I just want to take a second to analyze what he says. There are other answers as well, I'll just point out. If you ask, here we have Hulin, Daf Ayin, Amud Aleph, Krachto, Achoso, and this is a Sukkah. As opposed to Bechoros, Daf Pesam, it really goes on to the base, but that's not so important. Here we have the Ta'omen, right? And we say, Min Bimino Eino Chotzeitz, at least according to Ravashi. So how do you deal with this Stira? So, just, there are other answers as well. I'll mention some of the other answers. The Ramban said, that's on the Makor sheet. The Ramban says that here it means a suffix. And here, Rashi also meant maybe suffix. He didn't mean for sure. He meant maybe. He meant the same suffix, and they were both sugis were saying the same thing. Tosos and Makoros gives a couple other answers. It's worth mentioning. Although they're not going to be as revelatory as Tosos here. Tosos and Bechoros, in his second answer, says, because this is another Zohar is Mino, another Zohar, that's Mino. But in that case, in Chulin, it wasn't a Zohar, it was a Nekeva. Nekeva is Eno Mino. This is a big assumption. How do we define min? Min means species, or min means similar halachic category. If min means species, a girl donkey, a boy donkey, a girl cow, a boy cow, are the same species. If min means halachic category, then a boy is shayach to kedushas b'chor, a girl is female, is not shayach to kedushas b'chor. So that's the finish. Female might not be called mino of a male. At least in the context of a chor, which is a fundamental difference between males and females. Okay, that's a big chiddush, because normally we assume min means species, right? Remember, siv and ikrit's dikla, are mino, in a different context. That's one answer. Tosos and Bechoros in his third answer. The reason I skipped the first answer is because that's similar to what he says here. In his third answer, Gimel says there are two different cases. Here, the problem is only, I'm adding some words, chatzitza. Here the problem is only chatzitza. That's what they said, it's a chatzitza. And the answer is min vino eno chotzitza. But in Chulin, it was, well, that's what, let me read you what Tosis actually says there in Bechoros. Then we'll come back to where we were. Tosus says, and here we are. Sorry, one second. Yeah. Dafka we showed the hotziato shesia achoso b'hotzaaso hu masakul and dilma habi chatzitza. Well, lo si lo si yepshit lo habi chatzitza. Okay, so maybe I have to fix it. Lashon. There, this case is where the twin did not bring this baby out. Let's see. Tosus lashon lo siyeya behotzaso. Here's where two twins came out, but neither twin helped the other one get out, and therefore min bino eno chotzeitz. But this case is different. This is the case where the Nekeva, the Achoso, Krachto Achoso Tziato, Achoso Siah Behotzaaso. That's different. That's a case where Krachto Achoso Tziato wasn't just they came out at the same time. Somehow, the female baby, female calf, whatever it was, brought out the male calf and actually made him come out. Even though I don't can fully imagine the scenario since my imagination is not very good when it comes to things I'm not familiar with, like animal husbandry. But therefore, that's more chomer, because it's not just a regular chatzitza question. That's a more chomer question of it was even didn't even come out on its own, on its own power. It was only brought out by something else. So that's more chomer. Okay, we're not going to analyze that now. Let's come back to our tosos. Because that was not even the chorus, that was an aside.
There's another difference here between, I mean, I don't know if I bring it down, but it's not just see it goes up. Since the female is wrapped around them, it's not a petter rechem because it never touches the rechem at all. Over here, it's partially touched.
That's what Tosos said in the first answer, right? So this is the Tiritz Rishon in Tosos in Bechoros and Sukkah. What was the first answer, Tosos, Bechoros, and Sukkah? Very Pasha. Here, you have Negiya. The mitzvah harechem, right? In the case of the two twins, well, they're karacho utziato lo noga harechem klau. When it didn't touch the rechem at all, min bavinus chotzeitz. When it touched half the rechem and not the other half, min bavinus not chotzeitz. Right? That was the first answer of our Tosos, which Tosos then questioned. But Tosos Bechoros accepted as a first answer. You could accept it by either saying that we don't have to answer Aliba to Rabba, so therefore we don't care about what Rabba said here, or that maybe Rabba only meant they had to leave some room for a hand. So now, the question is, what's the Svara? What's the Svara? What are we saying here? According to this first answer, what are we saying here? That min bimino is chotzeitz if lo naga berechem klal. But min bimino eino chotzeitz if naga bimitzas harechem. Now, min she'eino mino is chotzeitz either way. But min bimino is chotzeitz if it didn't touch the rechem at all, and not chotzeitz but touched the rechem partially. So what's the svara behind this? What's the svara behind this? So, you can't be guaranteed to know what the svara is, but the Rav actually says this in the next line, but says perhaps there are, why should either min bimino should be chotzeitz or shouldn't be chotzeitz? What's the difference if it touched part of the rechem or didn't touch any of the rechem? So, I'm not sure. You could just say, Stam, that's the rule. I don't know. But what you could say maybe is that there's two dinim. What's the svara? And this is the verse in the next line of Tosos, but really it starts here. Is that there are two dinim. What are the two dinim? Number one, you need. Let's see if the Rav had a good lashon for this. You need a maisa leda without katzitza. Number two, you need actual negia berechem. Why? So the Gemara has a phrase in some places that the rechem is mekadosh. So the Rav says there might be two dinim. It needs to touch the rechem, to be peter rechem. It needs to actually touch the rechem. And then also, it needs to be a leida, and a leida has to be a relationship between the mother and the animal without anything in between. So, says the Rav, very poshut. He says that min bimino is not chotzeitz. So it solves that problem. But min bimino is not chotzeitz, but it's still not touching. Right? Min bimino is not chatzitza, but it's also not negia. Right? That's what the Ramban says earlier in that piece, he says something like, min bimino chotzeitz v'bechor, min bimino might be chotzeitz v'bechor, the petarechem rechmano chodun ol noga berechem la petarechem, needs to actually touch. Meaning, who cares if it's not chotzeitz? It still didn't touch. Right? Who cares if it's chotzeitz, not chotzeitz? It still didn't touch, like the Avnei Nezer said about shofar. Who cares that noi is not chotzeitz? You still didn't touch the shofar. So therefore, you could say, min bimino takes away, meaning, it solves problem one, because it's not chotzeitz. But it doesn't solve problem two, because even though it's not chotzeitz, it's still not touching. And therefore, now you understand the svara over here. If it's lo naga berechem klal, then min bimino ain't no chotzeitz, but still not nogeya. So if it's not nogeya, then it's not a bechor, but in, or it's a suffix bechor technically. But in this case, min bemino ain't no chotzeitz, and it is nogeya. For Nagia, who said you need Nagia all the way, you just need Nagia part of the way. So therefore, says the Rav, that that's really the sort of the first answer in Tosos. There's Sveitin, you need touching, and you need a ledo without a chatzitza. Minbamina takes away the chatzitza, but you still need touching, so if you're touching part of it, you have touching, and Minbamina is not a chatzitza. But if you're not touching at all, then who cares? It could be not a chatzitza from here till Bias Gold Tzedek, but you're still not touching the Rechem. Okay, that's the way the Rav understood this first day in Tosos. The second day, is the second day in Tosos and Sukkah. Now, here it's not clear. The Rav assumed that it was built, including the first day. Here we're not sure, but what was the difference? The difference is that this is, and Morty questioned, and he stumped me, how this actually makes sense in terms of Orchayu, since this is not the normal Orchayu for twins to be born. And if you say, well, it's Orchayu that happens once in 100 years, well, maybe so does Krachto Achoso. Obviously, Orchayu needs to be more than that. But nonetheless, we'll grant Tosos their case. This is Orchayu, Ehachi, and this is Lav Orchayu, Ehachi. Right? This is Orchayu, Ehachi, this is Lav Orchayu, Ehachi. Now, it's not clear if you also need to give him the Sarechem. That's ambiguous in Tosos. The Ulai Beinan Gamkein Nigia Bemitzas Harechem. That's unclear in Tosos whether. Okay. That would. Right. Okay. You have two different ways of reading that. Either it's Archai Bahaki, that's Lab Archai Bahaki, or maybe this Archai Bahaki and Nigia Bemitzas Harechem. Oh. And here it's Lo Naga B'mitzas Harechem. Okay, maybe that would solve Morty's problem. Morty, I'm going to make things more complicated. It's your fault. Ready?
I'm sorry.
There are two ways I can understand this answer. One answer is that he's forgetting about the Mitzas Harechem. He's just saying this is Lav Orchayu and this is Orchayu, right? And then Morty is Akasha. Why is this Ta'omu case Orchayu? That's not how twins are usually born, right? Usually it's one and then the other, just like by humans. Okay, and then I'm not sure.
Doesn't it sound like you need both? Because Tosfos is kind of like comparing it to Ar Gemar in front of us here.
Right. Okay, so the other way that would be a little...
Just why is that the suffix?
What?
Doesn't it just kind of sound even kind of strongly that that's how it is that you really need both?
What does he say?
As a hypothesis, and this is, wait, I have to make it work with our Gemara, says, no, Gemara, you need this as well.
Dilma, lady, shiny, the Orchayu shall to omen, but okay, fair, you know what? I will grant that. Now, we solve Morty's problem. Orchayu just means happens naturally, then. Doesn't mean normal. Right? And then you'll admit, all these things are happening naturally. I didn't do it. Right?
The contrast, the upcoming Orchayu, I was thinking this before, but saying that upcoming Orchayu wouldn't be natural.
I know, the upcoming doesn't have to match this, it's in a different Shita.
Is it a different Shita?
Yes, because this is within Rava, and that's within Rava. Okay, so maybe you could say like this, what's his second answer? Tosos and Bechoros, and Tosos and Sukkah, right? You approve of this, Yonatan? Really, the difference between Chulin Daf Ayin Chor Daf Tes is that one is Mitzas, one is not Mitzas, like the Lomdus we said. Now Tosfos has a different problem, and this different problem is specific for Rava. Now here, yes, who cares? Who says it has to shtim with Rava? After all, we don't pass like Rava. Who says Rava has to match these this Rafa Ashi up to Choros? Okay. Now, that's why I want to avoid this. So now I don't have a great answer, but let's ask, Tosfos asked the following question. So it's a new question Tosfos asked. What's Tosfos' new question? His new question is, how come how come Rabbah And now I'm a little stuck. Why didn't he just say the Gemara and Bechoros and Chulin doesn't hold like Rabbah and be done with it? So I'm not sure. It's a good question. But what does he say?
He'd rather not say that, no?
Yeah, but why? We don't pass like Rabbah. Okay, but Rabbah in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, says, Min Bemino Eino Chotzeitz Afilu Naga B'miktas. Because Tosfos is assuming that in the Reish Galusa, they originally left some room for your hand to touch the lulav. Rabbah just says, leave room for your whole hand. Which is an assumption of Tosfos, which is a poskim later on in other cases, which we may or may not get to. Accept. Okay, let's accept that assumption. As opposed to Rav Ashi in Bechoros, Daf Tesav and Aleph says, Rabbah said, Bemino is Chotzeitz. Min Bemino, Eino Chotzeitz. Kasher Naga B'miktas. Im Naga B'miktas, right? When it, that's his whole Shita. The Tosos here in the first sentence before said, when you have Nagiba B'miktas, Min Bemino is not Chotzeitz. However, over here he says Min Bemino is Chotzeitz, even though it's partially touched. He assumes, even before Rabbah told the people in the Reish Galusa that you used to be able to touch it with the part of your hand. So, here I'm a little stymied. Why is this such an important question? You could have just said Ravashi is like Rabbah, right? So, here at Tzarchiyah, I admit, I tried to read Tosfos a different way to avoid this. You guys convinced me that I shouldn't. So now I am, and Morty convinced me that I shouldn't. So now I'm a little stuck. I would have answered that this is Rabbah, and this is Aliba de Rava, and Shalom Yisrael, they don't have to match. Okay, but Tosfos answers, and here if you'll ask me, so why didn't Tosfos just say that? Then I'm not sure. Then I'm a little stuck, which is why I wanted to go a different way. But so Tosfos says, no, this is very different. This is Lav Orchaihu, and this is Orchaihu. And what does Orchaihu mean? And here I'm going to accept Morty's Ha'ara. Orchaihu doesn't mean normal, that happens every day. Because that doesn't happen every day with twins. They don't come out and block each other. I don't think. I don't know. Anyone ever see animals giving birth to twins?
Anyone here ever seen an animal give birth?
Yeah, sure.
Physically, it wouldn't happen because one would push the other as they come out. Unless that's what it's talking about.
Yeah, I'm not interested in svaras about what would or wouldn't happen in physics. Aristotle got in trouble making those kinds of svaras, right, about what happens in the world. Anyway, if Orchaihu means, not all the time, but natural, right, and artificial, then that's the answer. Natural things, no. Artificial things, yes.
Why is that artificial?
What, the lulav?
Oh, the lulav.
No, that's what I said. I'm not putting it here. What I wanted to do is say Tosfos is giving a different answer to this stira, that the ta'omen is natural, is common. Again, I can't say natural, right? The ta'omen is common, and the krakto achoso is uncommon. And then Morty didn't want me to, and Yonatan didn't want me to for a different reason. So then I would have gotten out of this problem. Yonatan, tell me if you change your mind. So here, I don't know why Tosfos came on to this, but I understand. Obviously, one is nature, that's how they come out. And the other is we tied it up that way, and we wrapped it up. Why should that make a difference in terms of min bimino? Meaning, this is not a general thing. This is that if it's Orchaihu, what are we saying? If it's Orchaihu, then min bimino ain't no chotzeitz. If it's lav Orchaihu, then min bimino chotzeitz. So why would that be? Why would it depend if it's Orchaihu or lav Orchaihu?
It has to do with bittul, meaning it's more shaykh than bittul.
Right, so I think here you have a question. Why is min bimino not chotzeitz? Why is min bimino not chotzeitz? Like, if you tell me yesterday being last year, kolin oso ino chotzeitz, noi is not chotzeitz, and I understand, noi is just like bottle to the thing, decorations are really just become part of the thing they're decorating. That's the nature of decorations. Min bimino is a little different. Like, it's a little hard to say that oh, well, if I'm a cow and you're a cow, then you're just bustle to me because we're both cows. They're each their own thing. So it's a little trickier, but so the I put a bracket or a motion, the egress motion. You know, he has country parts. I only the leader parts. It was really his. They published some coach and shirim in the egress Moshe. He has a gakir, a wise men who know nachotzeitz. This is similar to those who here in the afternoon for chesmida know he has. We mentioned a similar chakira from him about darshin amakmen in nachotzeitz or parallel at least. Is it just? He says maybe it's just halacha Moshe b'Sinai that men b'mino in nachotzeitz. Or it's that min b'minos can be considered all one big thing. Even if they're two cows, okay, they're considered one big piece of cow, right? One big herd of cows. If two things, you have two palm branches, okay, that's considered one big collection of palm branches, right? And therefore, there's no you can view them as unified, as together, and they're not a chatzitza. Okay, maybe you can also say betel, you know, that's the way some of the echronim make it sound. But we can say, what's the svara for this? What's the svara that it depends on Urchaihu or not? Maybe you could say the svara is that if we say min b'mino is not just halacha Moshe b'Sinai, but there's a svara behind min b'mino eino chotzeitz, that you can view them as one thing, and therefore there's no interruption because they're all one thing. Then maybe you could say that when it naturally comes together, then you can view it as one.
Rabbi, are you kind of like saying in different words? Meaning that you're just defining that Minbamino is not chotzeitz when it comes naturally, which is what Orchaya means. Meaning, so again, what's the
No, I'm saying it's because the nature of Minbamino is that you view them as one unity. So, and it's easy to view something as one unity when they naturally come together.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because Chibur Adameinu Chibur, and because, you know, if they naturally occur together, then they are more related to each other.
That's how we would look at it.
So, I hear your time. Okay. I have to think about it.
But can't you say this? Since, yeah. Like, something that's... What's a chatzitza is to, like, be mafred one thing to another. So when something happens not naturally, there was obviously some human intervention that's keeping one thing from the other. So even though you have the same in, it's still obviously a separation between the two. But when nature just it culminates this way, nature is still nature. It's no different. So
even if it's Shveino Mino, it should say the same thing.
Maybe. But
that's not true.
Okay, because we think enough about it. And I mean, there's clearly a separation there. I can see one's green, one's blue. But if everything's blue, so then if nature made it, though, and it's not a chatzitza.
An amalgam, is that a good word for this? Thank you. My English consultant. However, you can view as one amalgam, meaning one like whole that comes together in unity, because if it's not naturally together. Okay. I hear Yonatan sign, I'm going to think about it a little more. Anyway, it could be here we get to, like, if min b'mino eino chotzeitz is not saying that min b'mino eino chotzeitz just stam halachim, which we've seen on min b'mino eino chotzeitz, but it's saying, no, there's a reason, because if they're both the same men, we view them as all one thing. Then, maybe you could say, I'm not saying you have to, this is only one day, maybe you could say when things naturally come together, they're more like one thing. When they don't naturally come together, then it's hard to view them as one thing.
Sorry, just the same point, essentially, I've seen before, but the rabba thing, why would it matter... which opinion you're going with? Tosa just used the word orchai or orchayu in like the same type of way, except obviously in opposite extremes. But like say when something's totally not orchai, but orchayu, or versus when it is ultimately it's orchai, right? Like, but it's still the same word, and Tosa is using it as explaining this part. Like you need that one. This one's going to be natural, and that one's going to be common.
I mean, do you have another option?
They both mean common or uncommon.
What?
They both mean common or uncommon, and despite more.
No, the problem is that in this line, the egg of the lulav is lav or chayu, as opposed to the baby animals. In the next line, the egg of the lulav is or chayu, as opposed to the tznufa, etc. So that's the problem. The egg of the lulav switches between me or chayu and lav or chayu. That's why it's hard for me to say it means the same thing.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yes.
Making the one taste of the lulav—that really depends on whether the ikud is a mitzvah or not. If it's not a mitzvah, then you put it together, but it's still separate things. If you have to hold that it's an ikud is a mitzvah, then when you're doing it, you are making it one thing.
That is a good point. But it could be that is a good point. And remember, Yonasan Lunil says that's what's behind Kolon Oso in Ochotze. It's that Gersa, our Gersa, our printed Gersa. You know, Tulsus did not seem to focus on that. Why not? I'll leave the Tsarvian for now because I hear you're typing. Okay, let's continue with Tulsus. Now he's going to start talking about Rava. Now, what happens with Rava?
Rava here.
Says min v'meinu eino chotzitz. The truth is, Tosas doesn't point this out, but in a few sugyas that Tosas doesn't mention, various Amorim say that min v'meinu eino chotzitz. In Rosh Hashanah and in Zvachim and different sugyas. It seems to be the mainstream of Shas and min v'meinu eino chotzitz. But Tosas here, and that's what Rava says, and Tosas here finds a few cases where min v'meinu eino chotzitz and wonders about that. So what does he wonder about? V'hada ashkam sol shtei midos, demar v'kol v'alechover in the smicha, v'tufa echad milen v'alidei kulan. If Shutfa bring a carbon, they all do smicha, but only one of them does tenufa. Why? V'lo b'ayim v'tenufa kavachom b'smicha, v'lo efshar. Says, if they all do smicha, why don't they all do tenufa? They say, it can't be. Dehechin avi ninfu kula v'hadid doika v'chatzitza. Say, they can't wave it one after the other because you're not allowed to wave it twice. They can't wave all together because then one guy's hand is going to be a chatzitza for the other guy's hand. Hands are all human, same min. So we see that min b'mino is chotzitz in tenufa. Afilu Rava. How about for Rava? We pass like Rava. Da'amar hacha min minu in chotzeis b'kol makom pirchahi. Okay, so here's a different stira. If we, I can erase this, right, Kowski?
Yeah.
Now we're within Rava. Within Rava. Here we have Rava in Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin on the Bay, says min b'mino eino chotzeis. But we have, where was this? Menachol staff? Tzadidalid? What was it?
Yeah.
Amit?
Amit.
Which says hands are chotzeitz. Right? And human hands to human hands is min b'mino. So what do we do with this? So Tulsa has two answers. His first answer is that mikol makom pirchahi. In Menachos, that wasn't a halacha, that was just a pircha, meaning we're not saying that it's possible because it's a chatzitza. We're just saying it's a pircha on the kavachomer. To be a pircha on the kavachomer, you don't need a psak halacha. You just need a possibility. Like, or rather, you just need it to be different. So, the first answer of Tosos is that this is the halacha. The halacha is eino chotzeitz. And here we're saying, even though it's eino chotzeitz lehalacha, it's still different from smicha.
What? I don't understand that.
Okay, what Tosas is saying is that even something which halachically doesn't make a difference can still be a pircha in a kal vachomer. Let's just say a little better. Why? Even though eino chotzeitz lehalacha, it is still, even though Eino Chotzeitz LaHalacha, the interruption is still a factor.
Why?
A pircha. Why? Because, now here it's a little funny, because the Gemara doesn't make it sound like a pircha. The Gemara makes it sound like it's just halachically impossible, lo efshar. This is a very dachic read of the Gemara. Shot of the Gemara is, it's impossible for them all to wave it at once, because of chatzitza, that's halachically impossible. Tosas being nidchak, this is what I'm saying, it's not that it's halachically impossible, it's just that you can't learn a kavachomer from them all doing smicha to them all doing tenufa, because in smicha they're doing without a chatzitza, in tenufa they're doing with a chatzitza, and therefore, it's not similar and you can't learn a kavachomer. Okay, now if the chatzitza is not halachically relevant, then why should that be a pircha? And after all, this seems to be a kavachomer, not a tzad shabbos. So you should need a real pircha.
No, I think sometimes when you see like a pircha, it means like, okay, yeah, you're right. The Gemara could have then said, wait, that's not true.
But that's not what Tosas is saying. Okay. No, that's not what Tosas is saying. That's not what Tosas is saying. So
you see, like he means that like it's a good pircha.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's still a factor to count as a pircha. And I agree that...
On pair what?
That it's A, that's... The Gemara doesn't make it sound like a pair, it makes it sound like a fact. And exactly what, why should Tosfos be so makel in Pirchas is a good question. So I'm not 100% sure.
Even on a Svarah, I just don't even understand what he's trying to say. I mean, it's completely not relevant. So like, why is the Gemara saying it there? If it's
also, it's not a classic kind of Pirchas. It's not like a cow where it should be Chumrah or something. So I admit that I don't understand as well as I should. His second answer, I admit... Okay, so this is his second answer. He says, and here Orche has to mean something a little different, because previously the lulav was an example of lav Orche. Now the lulav is Orche. It's something else that is not Orche. What's the second answer? The second answer is that Rabba's case is Orche, and this case is lav Orche. Right, you can't ask a kasha from Rava, from Rava to this Gemara Menachos, or from the Gemara Menachos to Rava, because even according to Rava, here min b'mino is not chotzeitz because it's orche. There min b'mino is chotzeitz because it is lav orche. So you're saying in orche min b'mino eino chotzeitz, and in lav orche min b'mino. Is chotzeitz. What does orche mean in lav orche? It doesn't mean natural, unnatural. They're both artificial, done by human beings. I think here orche would have to mean common versus uncommon. It's common to tie your lulav. It's uncommon for a lot of people to do tenufa at the same time. Usually one guy brings a karbon. That's not a common thing, so I think that's what you'd have to say.
You don't want to say just it's like two extremes. One is orche. One is it's not orche. And then there's the one that like lulav doesn't have like orche or not orche. Like one thing's weird. One thing's very common. One thing.
Even if you're right, I don't think it really changed anything.
Isn't it lav orche by tufa because we don't? In other words, because we don't do it. If the halakha was that you would do it, then it would
no. So I assume you'd have to say this. No, because most karbanos are brought by one person. Right. You don't want it to be circular. So lav orche meaning doesn't one guy usually bring a karban? How the two guys bring the carbon? I think so. So you would have to say this is common, and this is uncommon. Because you're right, I don't want it to be circular. So you have to say one is common, one is uncommon. And therefore a common thing, and I think also a common thing you can say, if this commonly works this way, then you can view them all as one unit. If it doesn't commonly work this way, then you could view them as separate units. It's quite possible you could have said, and some achronim sort of hinted at this, at least in the other case Tosfos brings, you could have said a different answer perhaps. You could have said that by the lulav, there is, by the lulav, you're leaving this on the lulav. So therefore you can really say it's all one big piece. That's called bittul, because you're leaving the egged on the lulav. You're not going to take it off in a minute. You're probably never going to take it off. Or if you are, like, you know, in a long time from now. As opposed to when everyone puts their hands, like, they're not joining their hands together for more than 3 seconds, right? They're just putting their hands together now. So what you could have said, it's interesting that Tosfos doesn't, right? But yesh lomar, that you could have said for Rava here at least, that here, this is batel, the eged, is batel, Legabe Lulav. After all, they can really join to be one thing if it's min bimino. They're both the same species and they're staying together, so therefore it becomes one unit, as opposed to the hands, Yad Ruben Eino Batel Legabe Yad Shimel. Right? You're not saying Ruben's hand and Shimel's hand are going to join to be one unit here. You could have said that, but you could have said, no, for this 1 second they're together. But clearly, you could have said that. This is because the egg is buffalo gabi lulav because it stays together. But over here, it doesn't stay together. I would love to say that's what Tosfos means by orche, but it seems to be a little bit of a stretch. You'll find me someone who said that?
No, the opposite.
The opposite.
There's another
because they call it gabi lachzos. It's you're going the other way. You're going the other way. The way they're understanding Tosfot is lavurchei svara hu dechotzeitz.
If it's lavurchei, it's a svara that's chotzeitz. But what? Yeah, that's what I said.
Right, why can't you say the Gemara?
Because you leave it
what?
Like by regal, but from that point, isn't the whole idea?
That is what I'm saying, basically, okay. Right? So you're.
But it's not because it's not going to stay together for a long time. It's just because it's another person's limb, and you're not about all the people's limbs. No. Isn't that what the Gemara and
New Women's? No, Rashi says that you're not even going to leave it there for 5 minutes, for 1 minute. Right, here I'm saying a little different than Rashi. I'm saying, Inum Vatla for longer than the Avoda. Right? Which you could have read into Yoma also. Into, yeah.
Okay. Yesh Lomar, Alpi, the Gemara in Yoma, which says, Inum Vato. Right? Now, the Gemara in Yoma says about this proof Tosfos brings for your friend's foot, you're not mevatel.
Now, what does that mean? Rashi says you're not even leaving your foot there for 30 seconds. Could have said no, it just means you're not leaving your foot there for a day. And then clearly that would be a difference.
Another difference is by the lulav, I take the thing and I put it together, it's together. By the human beings, each one is in a bar das. How can you say different
bar das? That's really saying the same thing that I was saying in different words. Like one really joins together and the other doesn't. Okay. Or maybe it's not in different words, at least same general direction. Okay, Viter. Then Tosus just asks one last question, and with this we'll finish. Tosus asks, what about Yom Adaf Nun Ches? You put one bowl into another bowl, and then do Kabbalah Sadam. Min b'mino chotzeis, the two bowls are both metal. Right, so it's min b'mino chotzeis or eno chotzeis. U'masik the eno chotzeis, the chseva she'er shashav on b'kodesh. And the maskan is not chotzeis, as it says, bum bakodesh, you use the plural kelim, which means you can use two kelim at once. Shnei kelim v'sheiros echad, that is, you can do one sheiros with two kelim. V'hadron b'rele, niach siv v'socha mizroch, that means she'eno mino ichotzeis, eno chotzeis. Then they ask, what if you put, what's a siv? I know we just had it. But nowadays, siv means fiber, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, then the truth is, it's a kind of fiber. Didn't mean all fibers in those days, but you put some sort of fiber into the bowl, and then mekabel ladam, is it chotzeitz or not? But ein ladam is called varim, and you should not compare everything. Okay, Tosfos is obviously asking a question, answering just don't compare things. It's not 100% clear what Tosfos's question is. Maybe his question is how come there they think mimshe eno mino might not be chotzeitz? Whoever heard of mimshe eno mino not being chotzeitz? Although the answer would be pretty poshut. It was only because it was a sieve and it's porous. So maybe that's why it's not chotzeitz. Because like the blood actually goes through it and lands on the bottom of the kli. Or maybe he meant why over there was the maskana that it's not chotzeitz. Then over here, and then it would only be kashan rava, not rava. Right? Because rava says here also maskana is not chotzeitz. So,
but it could be here, like Tosfos was saying before, that mitzvahs are actually still touching part of the luav versus over there.
Yeah, but then that's not a stira. No, we're talking about the mizrak.
Yeah, no, but the mizrak, because, oh no, you're right. Right.
Okay, anyway, so it's not 100% clear what Tosfos is, exactly what Tosfos' question was here, and his answer is for sure not clear. He says, oh, it's just not comparable. But the Rishonim and Yoma do ask the same question. So let's just put the Rishonim and Yoma here. They ask the question not on the maskana of the Gemara there, but on the question of the Gemara there, which is always a little tricky. Like, why should you question the Gemara? Here's the question. Here we have Rava in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, who says, Min Bemino Eino Chotzeitz. And here we have the Ibaya of Rami Bar Chama in Yoma Nunches Amud Beis Safek, whether Min Bemino is Chotzeitz or not. That's the Stira the Rishonim asking Yoma. How come there is a Safek and here it is a clear Psak of Rava? Okay, you could have answered that that our Rava is not according to Rav Rachama. Rav Rachama's suffix is resolved. And the answer is that it's not Chotzeitz. So you could have answered, which I haven't found in Rishonim, I'm sure if I looked harder I would find. Yeh Shlomar, that at first
it was a safek, and then it was resolved. And the resolution was eino chotzeitz. And here we said eino chotzeitz, and really it's not a problem, it was resolved. Unless you want to say that whatever Rava held, Rava Bar Chama would not have had any baya. Is that true? I don't know. Could it be that, no? Could you say that's not fair? Rava Bar Chama wouldn't have any baya if Rava said something. I don't know, I'm not sure. Rava Bar Chama. Okay, anyway, what does the Ritva say there? The Ritva says something interesting there. Says the Ritva in Yoma. Says the Ritva in Yoma. He says, this is by Lulav. By Lulav Eino Chotzeitz. And this is by Kudshim.
Isn't that the same as the Rav?
By Kudshim, it's a Safek.
Isn't that kind of the same as the Rav that has to touch the Kudshim?
Yeah, the Rav was basing himself on the Ritzva there in Tosos, who says something very similar to the Ritva. And the Ritzva in Tosos is something similar to this, right? Uke'enze de Tosos Sham B'shem Ritzva. He's starting from a slightly different angle. He's asking a slightly different question, but he gives the same thing. Maybe Kutchum is different. Why is Kutchum different? So here the Rav said, goes back to what we said, that Tzvei Din and the Rav said before. Why is Kutchum different? So what's the Svara? The Svara, the Rav explains, right, this is the Rav's the Shitasik, same Svara. By Lulav, you don't need Nigia, just Lekicha without Katsitsa. By lulav, you don't need touching. There's no din your hand has to touch a lulav. You just have to be lokeach a lulav. And lekicha means without a chatzitza. Okay, and maybe we know it's not an interruption. But by kudshim, at least misafig, by kudshim, you need negia, as Tosos says there, the Ritva says there. The Rav quoted, lekicha ba'atzmo shel kohen. By kudshim, there's a special rule. You need atzmo shel kohen. Maybe in order to be mekadesh, you don't just need lekichas kohen. You need negia, as Tosos says. Atzlo shel kohen, and if you need negia, then it's a suffix, whether min b'mino counts as negia, or whether min b'mino is just not chotzeitz, but it doesn't count as negia. Okay, Tosos in, Tosos Yishanim, and Tosos Rush, in Yoma, give two answers. Their first answer is very radical, and we already mentioned this. Their first answer is that Rava never said it. Their first answer is that here it's a suffix, and here, Rava never said anything about min b'mino, because they say big chiddush. Maybe the gear says kolon also in a chotzitz, right? Remember, for them that was a chiddush. Rava never said anything about min b'mino, but rather only about noi. After all, the answer is maybe don't take Tosas Girsa, but take this other Girsa Tosas found, which is our printed Girsa. According to our printed Girsa, Rava never said Mimino and Chotzeitz. Rava said Kolonosa and Chotzeitz. Therefore, there's no Stira, it's a suffix, and Rava never expressed an opinion about it. Yes? It's a little funny, they ignore a bet. Every Girsa has Rava and Amidbet saying Mimino and Chotzeitz. There's no other Girsa on Amidbet. So, what about Amidbet? So, the assumption would have to be that no, Amidbet is different. Tosa obviously thinks that Amud Bet has nothing to do with Amud Aleph. Because what's Amud Aleph about? Amud Aleph is about the relationship between the person and what he's holding. Amud Bet is about the Eged, right? Whether it's an Eged or not. So in Amud Bet, that just means Min B'mino is not Chotzeitz, the Eged. Min B'mino is not Chotzeitz in terms of being considered an Eged. But for Lekicha, it is Chotzeitz. So rather, what do you have to add to this? Never said anything about Min B'mino, meaning he never said that min bimino counts as lekicha, just that it doesn't break up the eged. Okay, that's what you have to add to Tosos. Yeah, and Amud Beis, Rava might have said, min 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 chotz, it doesn't break up the eged. But that's not what we're interested in. We're not interested in the locus of eged now. We're interested in the lekicha. If I touch something indirectly, does that count as taking it or not?
And in that case, Rava never said, Rava would admit that Min Bevino doesn't, it might not be a good Lakicha. That's what David would have to say. The last inch I'll just point out of the Shum Teiritz Beis is a very technical one. Here it's a suffix. Here it's a machlokes, Rava, the Rava. And here it's a suffix, ha'im kaimalon, kirava, o, kirava. Very simple. The suffix there is the machlokes here. They didn't know if we pass like Rava or Rava. We know we pass like Rava. The Rambam says that. And the Bahag says that. And the Rif says that. And all the Rishonim say that.
Isn't that your answer that you said you wanted Rishonim to say?
No. If you look, you see it's not the same. Here, because it's the opposite. Here it's saying, if here it's a suffix, there's also a suffix. Here it's saying, if here it's resolved, there it's also resolved. And who cares about the Havni?
No, I see.
Okay. Anyway, Victor, I think we're ready to go on to the next Tosas. The next Tosas is a fascinating question, just in the Shaklotari of the Gemara. And I can erase this. There's a fundamental problem in the Gemara here. What's the fundamental problem in the Gemara here? You know what Chesky gave me a little board? First, and we'll stick with our Kirsa for now. First the Gemara says, Rabba says, don't wrap an egged in the whole thing. And Rabba says, okay, no, he's not chotzeitz. Then Rabba says, don't take it with a sudar. What do we imagine take with a sudar? You wrap a sudar around it, same as wrapping an egged around it. And we would expect him to say, don't wrap a sudar around it, because it's chotzeitz. And then Rav would say back, well, it depends if it's a regular sudar or a beautiful sudar. If it's noy, it's not chotzeitz. If it's not noy, it is chotzeitz. Instead, Rav says, don't take it in your sudar, because you need lakicha tama. At least that's our girsa. The Rif might not have had the Yermenikis, but you want me to count. It's actually an interesting question. Our girsa has lakicha tama. Likewise, you know, the Ritva and the Ra'ah and the Ran made a big deal of lakicha tama. Not everyone has the girsa of lakicha tama. 1, 2, 3, 4 kisvei yad have the words lakicha tama here, and another 4 kisvei yad just have the word lakachtem. The Rif just has the word lakachtem. I know Chesky's going to say, but they all mean Lekicha Tama. They just didn't bother to say so. They figured we'd figure it out on our own. I'm skeptical.
Because the drasha of Lekicha Tama was Lekach Tama.
Yes,
had he just said Lekicha Tama, they were after, that would have been different.
Yes, but there's an obvious problem with the Gersa Lekach Tama, which is, why did they bring a ride from Azover? It doesn't say Lekicha Tama. If you said they were just saying Lekicha, then the ride works much better. Okay, whatever the Gersa is, again, in the Kisvei Yad, it's 4-4. In the Rishonim, the Rif does not say Lekicha Tama. And the Ra'ah and the Ritva and the Ran do say Lekicha Tama. And Tosos does say Lekicha Tama. Okay, and many Rishonim, we don't know what they say. Right? I wonder, I must admit, what Rashi said. Because Rashi said earlier, the Einzu Lekicha didn't mention Lekicha Tama, but that's earlier, so it's not a proof. Okay, we're not sure. But in any case, we say it's because of Lekicha or Lekicha Tama, not because of Chatzitza. And then the answer is, Lekicha Yidaber Achar, Shmal Lekicha. So that's very strange. What do you mean? First we said, Noi is not Chatzitza, other things are. And now we say, Lekicha Yidaber Achar, Shmal Lekicha. No, you can always do Lekicha Yidaber Achar. If you can always do Lekicha Yidaber Achar, then why do we say only Noi is not Chatzitza? Then nothing's Chatzitza. Then you just erase Chatzitza. If you say Lekicha Yidaber Achar is not is not Lekicha. So that's the fundamental problem. What's the relationship between these two stages of our Gemara? Let's just review for a second the difference between these two stages of our Gemara, and then we'll see if we can figure out the different shitas that we've shown in as to how to resolve this. So, here we have part one. Part one, which was, Rava said, it's a chatzitza, and Rava says, kol lin oso eino chotzitz. Right? Then we have part two, where Rava said, be'inan lekicha tama, or be'inan ulekachtem, you need lekicha at the very least. Okay, the difference between what Rava said is not the end of the world. Okay, first he said chatzitza, then he said nilki chatama, maybe it's saying the same thing, but the answer is very different, right? Says Rava, lekicha al yedei davar acher, shma lekicha is called lekicha. That's a flat-out stira. First he says, only al yedei noy is okay. And then he says, any davar acher is okay. And he brings the proof from Azov. So, it's a big problem. Right? Let's read it inside. Don't take it in a kerchief, in a cloth, because you need l'kicha tamah, or you need l'kachtem, and you don't have it. No, if you do l'kicha through an intermediary, that counts as l'kicha. How do I know l'kicha l'devar achah shmo l'kicha? Disnan, ezov kotzer mesapko b'chut. If your ezov is too short, let's say you have paraduma water in a tube, and it's all the way down at the bottom, right? 6 inches deep in the tube. Your ezov is only 3 inches long. What do? Okay, you make it longer by tying onto a string or a kush or a spindle and some needle of the spinning thing. Bitovel, and then you dip it in. Umalav ochid ezov, and then you pick it up and hold the ezov and sprinkle. But you need to be lokeach, and here you weren't lokeach the ezov. Lokeach ezov, the tavol mavayim. We see lekicha the racher counts. Mimai, how do you know? Dilmashani hasim gave the chibrei kugufo dami. That's different since you attach it, you tied it. It counts as one thing. That's only if you tied it. But a suitor's not tied. Maybe it doesn't count. Elmihacha, nothing shall share shokas puzzle. If you have to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma into a bowl of trough of water in order to make it paraduma water. If it accidentally falls from the tube of ashes into the water, this is the stage before the last one, it's puzzle. The diuk is clearly high pilubuk. If it accidentally falls out of the tube, it's puzzle. But if you pour it out of the tube, it's kosher. That's the normal way. Amai, v'lok v'nasar marachmana, don't you need, okay? We're not getting into Tulsa's here. Don't you need v'lok v'latoming afar sreifas afar sreifas hachatas. Yes, v'nasan. Okay, so either you need v'loku afer, or you need Efer v'nasan. So you need l'kicha or nesina. It's a bit of a chlok here, mashin tosas. And here, you're not touching the ashes. You're only touching the tube. El alav shraminah l'kicha l'devar achash v'l'kicha. We see l'kicha l'devar achash v'l'kicha. And in fact, we do see that. That's a good proof. Okay, now, here we have a problem. Here it's only noy and there it's everything. So how do we deal with this stira? So, there are a few ways, maybe four ways of dealing with the stira, but it all depends how you count them. I'm not swearing anything. One way is to erase the noi part. And I'm going to erase the noi part and substitute min bamino, like we discussed at Girsa, because then you have the same problem. First says only min bamino. Is that, right? What's our problem? Only noi is not chotzeis, but regular things are chotzeis. Then we say any l'kicha d'avar achar is fine. Substituting min bamino would help. Min bamino is not chotzeis, but other things are chotzeis. Then it says even a suitor is not chotzeis. So that's not going to help. But what Girsa might help? The Girsa I pointed out in the Ravan. Now here it's a little tricky. The Ravan, I said there's one Ksav Yad like this in Munich 95, I think. The Ravan's Girsa might not be slightly different. What was the Ravan's Girsa? It's interesting. If you look in the Bar Ilan, they take from the later printing of the Ravan and they put in parentheses to erase words and brackets to add new words. I have the older Ravan at home. The older Ravan, it just leaves the Ravan intact. What did the Ravan say? Rabbi says, no problem. He doesn't say kolor also in a chotzeitz. He says in the first case, I pointed out that was the girsa of Savgad Minchen, 95 rather. Minchen 95 has Rabbi not saying anything the first time. If Rabbi doesn't say anything the first time, what does that mean? His answer the second time is also going on the first time. So I think it goes together with the Ravan. So one answer is, this is easy. If you have the Ravan, now I know the printer of the Ravan says, oh, you have to change the Ravan. I don't want to change the Ravan, I'll accept the Ravan. Especially the Ksav Yad that supports him, Girsat Ksav Yad Minchen 95, which the Ravan says, in the first case he answered l'kicha l'devar achash shmo l'kicha. Ksav Yad Minchen 95 says he didn't answer anything the first time. But that means when he answers next, it's going back on that. Remember, Ksav Yad Minchen Amud Beis had Rava saying two things and Rava answering one fell swoop. And Amud Aleph says very poshes. There's no steer in the first place.
Just change the girsa. Here, he really said, Lekicha al yidei davar acher, shma lekicha, across the board. And here, he said, Lekicha al yidei davar acher, shma lekicha, and there's no stira. Okay, fine. He changed the gears to the first one. That's an easy way to erase the stira, to eliminate the stira. Meaning he never said kolonos in a chotzeis. This is a very mako. Halacha lemaisa. Any lekicha, anything is lekicha. There's no problem at all. Okay, that has to change the first gersa. But that solves the problem. The ritva in Yoma suggested you could do that without changing the gersa. Now, he didn't pass it this way. He suggested, what did he say? He says, Taka Alagrutva Tosa says, there, for my purposes here, but what I could have said if I wanted to, you should know, I could have gotten out of Tosa's Kasha. So he's not passing this way. He's saying he could have gotten out of Tosa's Kasha. And here, Ritva in Yoma suggests, not Paskins, suggests you could have said the same thing without changing the Girsa. Here you said, Lekicha al yidei davar acher, shmo lekicha. And what would he do without changing the Girsa? He suggests an hour Girsa. He suggests that, really, it's always kosher, because Lekicha al yidei davar acher, shmo lekicha. But Rava was Stam pointing out that Kol Linoso Eino Chotzeitz. Meaning, really, Rava didn't have to say Kol Linoso Eino Chotzeitz. He could have said. He's not changing the Girsa. Rava said Kol Linoso Eino Chotzeitz. What he meant was, really, the Kichal Yidavarach Shmal Kichal, I'm going to say that in three lines, and you know, there's no problem Chatzitza ever. But I'll point out that also, Kol Linoso Eino Chotzeitz, it's good to know there are two reasons why it's not a problem. One, Kol Linoso Eino Chotzeitz, and also a second reason, Kol Linoso Eino Chotzeitz. Why would Rav bother to point out a second reason? He says, well, it's a Shas principle. You might need it for someplace else. Okay, it's a little dachuk to say that when he says Kol Linoso Eino Chotzeitz, nothing is Chotzeitz, but also Kol Linoso Eino Chotzeitz. Okay, it's a little dachuk, but the Ritva points it out, and it would end up the same as the Ravan. Okay, but that's not so exciting because that's not so exciting because then there's no difference. Next we'll go with the Toso says here let's go with the Ritva and the Ran. Okay, the Ritva and the Ran say they're two different cases. What are the two different cases? They say, nope. They are different cases. There are two different discussions. What's the difference between them? Someone tell me, in a summary form, what's the difference between them? What's the difference between the first case in the Gemara and the second case in the Gemara? Let's just add one last thing. What was the case of Suder? Case of Suder seems to be Poshet, right? You wrap the lulav in a Suder, right? Or at least you wrap part of the lulav in a Suder. What do the Ron, the Ritva, the Ron say? What's the second case? Not that you wrap your hands in the Suder, right? That's what Tosfos said in the beginning. You wrap your hands in the Suder, not the lulav. This is wrapping your hands in the Suder. This is wrapping the lulav in the egen. And what do they say the difference is? They say basically both sides of the Gemara were dealing with the same problem. The problem is l'kicha tamar. Remember, they said the only problem is l'kicha tamar. We saw that last time. Here, when you wrap the egg in the lulav, and here, by chatzitza also meant l'kicha tamar. Rava says it's a puzzle midin l'kicha tamar. And here also, Rava said puzzle midin l'kicha tama. And what did Rava answer? Rava answered, there are two cases that are not l'kicha tama. What are the two kinds of cases that are not l'kicha tama? Says Rava, noy on the lulav is
still
l'kicha tama, good. Is not a pigam in the l'kicha. Yeah, if you have noy on the lulav, that's fine. That's still l'kicha tama. And what does Rava say here? Rava says here a different principle. L'kicha l'gavar achash l'kicha. What's that other principle? The other principle is that any covering which is tafel to your hands is still l'kicha tama. But there are two different principles. One is talking about what's on the lulav. And the other rule is noy isn't chotzeitz. Other things are chotzeitz. The other is talking about what's on your hands. And then the answer is, what's on your hands is never chotzeitz. Any gloves on your hands, any rings on your hands, any sudar on your hands, and what's the case? Case is you wrap your hands in a sudar. Why do you wrap your hands in a sudar? Maybe it's cold. Lechori, you don't wrap your hands in your sudar because you don't want to get dirty with the lulav and esrog. Lulav and esrog aren't dirty. It's not like you suffer ish farfar kai. Well, you wrap your hands in the sudar probably because you were cold. You were in gloves. Okay, and therefore they're two different principles, different cases, and different principles. Both principles are in the same ballpark. They're trying to make something l'kicha tama even though there's an interruption. But there are two different ways to make it l'kicha tama. One is you put something on the lulav, if it makes the lulav look nice, that's still l'kicha tama. The other is you put something on your hands. Anything people put on their hands that's something which you could see as a way to keep your hands is not a pagam l'kicha tama. And there's a difference. In the lulav, if you put something that looks nice, that's l'kicha tama. But if you put something that looks ugly, it wouldn't be l'kicha tama. On your hands, anything you put to keep your hands warm is l'kicha tama. That's l'kicha, the dover acher, meaning l'kicha, if your hands have dover acher, shma l'kicha. And that's the two different rules. One principle is any dover acher on hands is shma l'kicha, is called l'kicha. Any dover acher on hands is called l'kicha. That's one principle. Or, and maybe not any, but anything you could view as secondary to your hands, that's something that might be worried of your hands. And here is any noy on lulav is called l'kicha tama. Okay, two different principles. And that's why they're different stages of the Gemara with different rules. Okay, Tosvos, at first, as a Havamina, says something similar to this. He says, here it's talking about when it's on your hands. And when it's on your hands, it's different than that. Than that case, but he doesn't. basis. This is talking about something on your hands. That's talking about something on the lulav. Tosos. In the end, you know, I'm not sure if he's coming in the exact same angle as they are. In the end, he rejects that. He says a bit of a problem, which is a tricky problem. He says, after all, how do we prove in the second stage of the Gemara? We prove the Kibbutz Yavar Acher counts from the Paraduma, first from the water, and then from the ashes. There, it was something on the Azov and holding the ashes, not something on your hands. Right? The string wasn't on your hands, the kush wasn't on your hands, the shofaris wasn't on your hands. So he says, it's a little tricky. Like, then if this is only about something on your hands not being a chatzitza, how do they learn from Azov? It's a valid question. How do they learn from Azov? It's only about something on your hands. It's a great question. And therefore, he rejects it. He tries another possibility, and then he says that doesn't make sense either. So we'll see if we have time to go back and rescue them, but let's go to Tosos. Tosos Baskanim. You should know Tosos in 6 or 7 places in Shas. All over Shas, Tosos is super duper consistent, always gives this answer. Basically, every sugi of chatzitza in Shas, Tosos asks, how could there be a sugi of chatzitza? Don't pass the minvi, don't pass the kicha, never after shmal the kicha. That's what he says. How is there a sugi of chatzitza in part 1 and noy and not noy, etc., or minbamino, not bamino, whatever the answer was? Don't we have a rule, the kicha, never after is fine? And Tosfos every Chatzitza Zayin Shastos says, don't we know the Kichah Dabar Acher is fine? And he always gives the same answer. What's his answer? What's the difference between the cases? Tosfos says also different cases, and different principles. Different cases, different principles. What is the case over here? Tosfos says a third sheet of what the case is. What's Tosfos' third sheet of what the case is? No, that was early into what? Kamin Beis Yad. Tosfos says, now that you're after lulav in a suitor and hold it, that would be puzzle. Now you're after hands in a suitor and held it, that would also be puzzle. What's the case? The case is that you made a holder out of a suitor and held the handle, and you know, you have to be very careful to get the right case. And you held the sudar and not the lulav at all. What do we mean? What do I mean by this? I mean, oh, here, I have a sudar and I have a lulav. You didn't do this like the Ravon thinks, and we'll see the Rambam thinks. That would be puzzle because it's not noy. It doesn't look very noy to me. And you didn't wrap your hands and do this either. That also would be puzzle. Rather, what did you do? And here I'm going to go a little beyond the limits of mine. You did this. You did this, but nicer. Anyone know how to do like paper folding? You made this like beautiful design holder, and then you held like this.
Yeah.
But it worked. It was nice looking and it didn't fall. Meaning, Beis Yad, a handle. You made a handle out of a sudar. You made a nice holder out of a sudar. It has to be a nice holder, because the Gemara later on says, if you make an ugly holder, it doesn't. You made a nice holder out of a sudar and hold on to the holder. Meaning, they're two totally different cases. This is a case where you're holding a lulav with an interruption. Here, you're not holding the lulav at all. You're not even holding the lulav with an interruption. You're holding next to the lulav. It's like our lulav cases, right? When we put our lulav in our cases, how do you bring it to shul? There are two ways to bring it to shul. You could put the lulav in the case, and, right, some people put the lulav in the case and hold the lulav through the plastic and bring it to shul. That's part one. That's chatzitza. But that's not the case. You know how the lulav, they come with a little loop? So what do some people do? They put the lulav in the case, and they hold the loop and go to shul. They don't hold the lulav at all. They hold it by the loop. That's what Tosfos means by Beis Yad. You're not holding the lulav at all. You're holding the loop. He's very clear about that. Like, for example, in Yoma, he says, this is a chatzitza, so you're not a kichal dever acher sudar. And therefore, he says, what's the case of the two bowls in Yoma? By two bowls, it doesn't mean that if these are two bowls, I have one bowl and another bowl, and I do this. That would be chatzitza, because I'm holding up this bowl through an interruption. Rather, what it means is that I have this bowl and this bowl, and I go like this. My hands are not near the top bowl at all. They're just some handles that hold it up. That's called lekicha ledavar acher. Lekicha ledavar acher means, now you see, each one has a chumra and a kula. On the one hand, in part one, you're at least holding the lulav just with an interruption. On the other hand, just with some unnecessary interruption. On the other hand, in part two, there's not an unnecessary interruption. This is the only way to hold the lulav. But you're not touching, you're not even holding the lulav without touching it. You're holding something else which is holding the lulav. So each case has a chumra and kula, and therefore, there are two different problems. Not just two different solutions, but two different problems. In this case, Rava says that pasol midin chatzitza, meaning, I am holding the lulav, but there's an unnecessary interruption or interposition, I think is the more medieval word, right? I am holding the lulav. I'm holding the lulav. I'm just holding it through something. Okay, that's called chatzitza. I'm holding it, but through something. And then what's Rava's answer? Rava's answer is kolin oso eino chotzitz. Part two is not only a different solution, it's a different problem. Rava says, pasol mishon
ain't no lakicha. It's not even lakicha. Forget about katzitza. It's not lakicha at all. I'm not even indirectly holding the lulav. I'm not touching the lulav, right? It's... right? Here, I'm holding the sefer. I'm not holding the sefer through a chatzitza. I'm not holding it at all. I'm holding something else that's holding it. And that is similar to the cases of Esav. I'm not holding the Esav at all. I'm holding a string that's... it's not like I'm holding it, and I would be holding it, there's just something in between, a wrapper in between. No, I'm not holding the Esav at all. I'm just holding a string that's tied to the Esav. Or the ashes. I'm not holding the ashes at all. Now, it depends how I hold the shofaris. But usually when you hold a tube, your hand's not holding what's in the tube just with an interruption. You're hunching the top of the tube. Everything's on the bottom. Your hand's nowhere near the ashes in the tube. It's just holding something else holding a tube. Now, that's not called chatzitza, because there's no unnecessary interruption. But it's in some ways worse. You're not even doing lakicha in the first place. Possibly shown she'eino lakicha. Right? What's the problem here? The problem here is that eino lakicha. There's no unnecessary interposition. And by unnecessary, I don't mean like what would have been necessary. Like right now, it's not like there's something unnecessary blocking my hand. Without this handle, the whole thing would fall. If I'm holding the lulav from that loop in the plastic bag, you wouldn't say, there's a chatzitza. Ah, something's blocking the lulav. What do you mean? That thing's not blocking the lulav. That thing's holding the lulav. Right? But it's not an unnecessary interposition. That's holding the lulav. But on the other hand, but I'm not holding the lulav at all. Or rather, I'm not holding the lulav. I'm holding something else. So each one of the chumra and kula, the first case, I'm holding the lulav, but there's some unnecessary thing blocking. Second case, there's no unnecessary thing. It's very necessary. But I'm not even holding the lulav. So what's the answer here? The answer here is not an answer of chatzitza. No, it's not a chatzitza. We're not interested in chatzitza here. We're interested in a more fundamental problem. That's not lakicha. What's the answer? Rava answers, lakicha al yidei. Davar acher is called lakicha. Nothing with chatzitza. We don't have anything with chatzitza. What's chatzitza? You need this to hold. That's not a chatzitza. What you need is not a chatzitza. The problem here is that's not even lakicha. Kamash lemon is lakicha. Because lakicha, like the daracher, shmo lakicha. That's how Tosos reads the sugya, meaning from the Rabban, who says it's taka the exact same thing. Or the Ritva, who virtually says the same thing. They could have said the same thing. He was just throwing in an unnecessary ha'ara. Right? Same problem, same solution. To the other Ritva around. Same problem. That is a chatzitza and it's not l'kicha tama. Chatzitza midin l'kicha tama. Two solutions. There's one way of getting tama from this side and another way of getting tama from that side, each with their own standards. So it's two different issues l'gamri. One is I am holding, but there's an unnecessary interposition. The other is there's nothing unnecessary here, but I'm not holding it. Kamashlan, that's mutter if it's noy, and this is mutter across the board.
And this, Tosus is really disagreeing with Rashi. Rashi would hold that this is a chatzitza.
I don't know. Rashi didn't say very much. All Rashi said.
But by equating.
Rashi in the first part of the Or says Ein Zo Lakicha. But since we Ein Zo Lakicha, which makes it sound like he might be equating them, right? But he doesn't say too much. Okay, the last sheet I want to deal with, and then we'll see if we have time to fill in some more details, is of course the Rambam, right? We haven't discussed the Rambam yet. What does the Rambam do? The Rambam. Well, in the case, who is the Rambam like? In the case, who is the Rambam like? There are three different shitas in the case, right? Let's remember what the shita. But if you wrap lulav in sudar, then it's possible according to the Ram, the Rish, and the Ram. They say that beforeish. And says Tosos, but if you wrap lulav or hands in sudar, puzzle, according to Tosos. As opposed to Ravad, it says everything goes. The half meaning of what the Ritva could have said. Okay, who is the Rambam more like? Is the Rambam, which of these three shitas is the Rambam like? In terms of the case. What's the case for the Rambam? No?
He says there's no problem. Almost everything is kosher, unless you have a major problem of noise.
Okay, says the Rambam, Perigzai Al-Khir Aleph, he says, ready? Asa laguda zogima shal kesef zav o shekarach aleha sadin. Or you wrap the sadin around this aguda. meaning around the lulav. V'natla yatsa. If you have a suda around the lulav, it's perfectly fine. L'kicha yidover achashma l'kicha. So, the case is like the Ravan. But, the Gersa is totally different. Because what Gersa does he have? He has our Gersa of Kol Yerusha Yerchotzes. How do I know? L'kicha yidover achashma l'kicha. V'ushe yederach kavod v'derach hider. That's only if it's derach kavod and hider. Shekol shulin oso eino chotzeitz. Because noy is not chotzeitz. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam has a totally different shot. Says the Rambam, he says, the case is, you wrap the lulav in a sudar. After all, that's a pashm shot in the Gemara. But now we have a stira. The first case of the Gemara says, when you wrap the lulav in something, no, it's not chotzeitz. But other things are chotzeitz. The second case says, nothing's chotzeitz. L'kicha l'gavar achashmo l'kicha. Says the Rambam, no. Let's adjust the second case to make it the same as the first case. Why? Because what does the Gemara say in Daf Mem Beis? That if you take it in a pot, take it in a flower pot, or a shopping bag, let's say, then you're not yotzei. Yes. Why? Because it's not derech kavod. Right? It's not mechobet. Now, here, you could interpret this Gemara in two ways. You could say the Gemara means derech kavod, but not derech bizoyim. Yeah, the Gemara says, if you do derech mizoyon, that's mafkia l'kicha. But then they'll do with noy. Like, is noy the same as kavod as opposed to mizoyon? I already said, no, noy is pretty. Kavod means normal, and mizoyon means obnoxious. So I could have said, kavod and mizoyon doesn't mean the same as noy. Noy is called nosei nechotzeis, that's beautiful. Kavod means regular, and mizoyon means it means disrespectful. Says the Rambam, no. He puts two and two together. He says, look, it says nafim beis l'kicha l'davar af is only kicha davar is only kicha if it's kavod. I think kavod means the same as noy. What he obviously has to do is maybe like lower the standards of noy a little, raise the standards of kavod a little.
Doesn't he also say that? Doesn't he also equate noy with kavod?
What does he say? Read it to me. The ritva here?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he didn't. Let's see. You know what? No, I'm not so sure. Says the Ritva. He says at the end, right? Ulafuke kol she'enol and osov enol tafel biyado. Kon shakar chasura alul shenat ul bekli she'enol derech kavod. The mifso shem dolekel kicha tama v'yichatzitza. So taking a kli that's not derech kavod is not tafel biyado, and is not noy. So what does that mean? If he says, well, it's not tafel liyado and it's not noy. Right? So what are you saying? That when the Ritva says that taking it al yaday davar acher, if it would be a nice kli, then it would be tafel liyado or not? It's hard to say kli tafel liyado, it would be noy. So you're saying that the Ritva comes out the same as the Rambam. Just a little less meduyah, because what's the problem with the Ritva? The Ritva, then the Gemara there should have said, don't, because for the Ritva, the phrase l'kicha l'davar acher shmo l'kicha is mainly referring to something that's tuffled to your hand. So then why are they bringing it in there at all? That's not something tuffled to your hand, that's a kli. So you have to say, it's a little daf, or I can answer it, but I don't have time. You're right. Okay, but nonetheless, he doesn't read our Gemara like the Rambam. Says the Rambam, and you're absolutely right. Says the Rambam that no, here the rule is noy eino chotzeitz. Right? Noy eino chotzeitz. Noy equals kavod or hider is not chotzeitz. And over here, the rule is also that noy, which means kavod, which means hider, eino chotzeitz. Basically, both of them are agreeing that noy is not chotzeitz against everyone else. Toso says in part 2 you don't need noy. The Ritva and the Ran says in part 2 you don't need noy. The Ravan says in part 2 you don't need noy. He says, no, part 2 you also need noy. It all says l'kichol d'adar acher. Yes, but if you look in Dachman Beis, it tells us l'kichol d'adar acher only counts if it is noy. And what's his only chiddush? Where does he differ from everyone else? Lefi Rambam neged shari shonim. prichas lulav besudar chashiv noy. Everyone else says wrapping your lulav in a kerchief is not noy. And therefore, why is it mutter? Because we don't care about noy, only kichu dever acher. Because we only care about noy when something's on the lulav, but here it's on your hands. Or because we only care about noy when it's on a handle. Here it's a handle. The Rambam thinks that a suitor is called noy. He has a lower standard of noy. And that's why he uses kavod and hiddur. Kavod is a lower standard than noy. It's machovedik. After all, if I wrap it in a kerchief, is that noy or not? Well, it's not really so pretty, but it's nice. You can see it as nice, right? He clearly has a lower standard of noy, which is why he throws in the words kavod and hiddur. Once you say kavod, that already lowers the standard of noy. Right? Kavod is not exactly noy, it's just mechobod. You know, so, and maybe he thinks they're pretty suitor. I don't know, they're arguing the hefi timtza. Was it a plain white kerchief? Or was it a pretty patterned kerchief?
Why not for me, Noah? Like, you wouldn't eat agate for Zekiel and Reveal? I mean, who cares that that's what the Rambam thinks?
It explains our sugya. Nachmanides explains our sugya. Now, so the Rambam says both parts of our sugya are saying the same thing, but they're not saying anything goes. They're both saying noy is okay. Then the only question is, why does it say it differently in the two parts of our sugya, right? Why does it say it differently in the two parts of our sugya, right? Meaning, again, the Ravan says it doesn't say differently in two parts of our sugya. The Ritva says it does say differently because it's different. Tosfos says differently because it's different. For the Rambam, if it's saying the same thing, and he unites both parts of our sugya, right? Yes. Says you make it kesev or zahav or a sudden, reuniting both two parts of our sugya. It's yatsa because the kikal dover, and then he unites the cases and unites the psak. The kikal dover achshav the kikah as long as it's covered in hither, because when also is not chotzeitz. Okay, he clearly unites it. The only question for the Rambam is the fi Rambam, if they are both the same rule, why two different expressions, right? Why two different lishonos or expressions? Why two different expressions? One says chatzitza, and then says kol noso in chotzitz. The other says lekicha, and then says lekicha yidavar acher ishma lekicha. By the way, for the Rambam now, actually the Ezov works not bad. The Ezov is also noy, it's kavod, it's not a bizoyan. Is it a bizoyan to keep Efer and Ishmaferis? No, that's very mechobod. It doesn't have to be pretty. Just to be mechobod, that's noy. Is it a bizoyan to tie string to an Ezov? No, that makes it a better Ezov. Okay, now, if both are the same rule, why have two different expressions? So I think the answer has to be, and this is what the Rav says, right? I mean, you could just say stan, but we don't like that, right? I mean, not we don't like it. We shouldn't like it. Says the Rav, there's actually two different halachic issues. What are the two different halachic issues? One, you need lekicha. Two, there's a psul of chatzitza. Now this is a big chiddush. You need lekicha and there's a psul of chatzitza. And what's the solution? You need lekicha. The solution is lekicha al yedei davar acher shma lekicha. You can't have a chatzitza. The solution is kol lin oso eino chotzeitz. They're both the same case and the same rule. But the same case and the same rule have two halachic issues going on. And basically, in the first case, Rabba said, he could have said either one in either case. He could have said in the first case, you need lekicha v'leka. He could have said in the second case, it's a chatzitza. But he mentioned one halachic problem in each case. In the first case, I mean, it's not like Tosos, so there's only one problem in each case. Both problems in both cases, right? Two different halachic issues in both cases, right? Because both cases are the same. Why do you happen to say one problem once the other time? Okay, so there's two halachic problems. Once he said, there's a halachic problem chatzitza. And the next time he said, there's a halachic problem that it's not lekicha. When he said it's halachic problem chatzitza, Rava answered, kol noso in chotzeitz. When he said it's halachic problem lekicha lidei davar acher, Rava answered, of not being lekicha, lekicha lidei davar acher, shma lekicha. But both problems apply to both cases, but that's why I had to say it twice. Unlike the Ravan, who really, there were two different conversations here, because there's both problems in both cases. Halacha l'maisa, the Rambam would be very makel. He'd say you can wrap your lulav in a suda. We don't passim like that at all. We generally assume like Tosos, you shouldn't wrap anything in a suda. Although, okay, some are making pshat sabkak. We're not going to paskin now.
So the Rambam thinks that for in order at tanayin l'kicha, it doesn't have to be kavod. That's only tanayin chatita.
Correct.
But doesn't the Gemara sound different that way when based on Alf?
No. Don't we say the kilo devar hashma l'kicha? So we're saying, yeah, but it's still a chatzitza if it's not noy.
It's kind of a stretch. It just makes, it doesn't bring another din. It just says, yeah, that's only we're talking about.
Okay, I don't think it's such a stretch, but it's a judgment call. Otherwise, you'd have to come up with a new sar. Right?
Just flip it.
Which you could. Just, yeah, you can't flip it because the lashon of no say no chotzitz. You have to say both rules have the same right. Exception. Okay, you can pick which is more dachak, vani is daiti. Okay, these are the four different ways of reading the relationship of our Gemara. There's a lot to say to answer various kashas on some of the sheets we've shown him, but we won't get into that now. We will, we already mentioned the rest of the Gemara, right? Amar Rabba lo lido zinish lovo shana dom enough yitarfa erifasiz rabba min minu mechotzeis from Rabba lo lido zinish lovo shana mishtayri hutsum erifasiz rabba min minu mechotzeis. I think we already mentioned that. We'll have to pick up here for the Bechina with Asala Riachbo with hooks of the mitzvaso. So we'll now take a break for Chazara until the end of May. We'll have Bechina. Everyone is, as always, encouraged to take the Bechina. And we'll pick up Amir Tzashem. I think this is pretty much it for already we finished the Lulav Esrog. We'll pick up with a few more details about Lulav Esrog, not having to do with the Chetz of Lulav Esrog. But
what?
What?